In all of professional sports, no stage is more solitary than the UFC's octagon. For those who set foot on this hallowed canvas, fate is theirs to determine.
This man came in with all the hype in the world.
Victory, only theirs for the taking.
And lives up to it, and then some.
But for those who consistently come out on top,
drops them.
Their shot at a UFC title, over time, becomes undeniable.
Winning is everything.
Dominic Reyes, decisive as ever tonight!
You win, you'll have everything you've ever wanted.
Still undefeated!
And to beat the best of all time, this is what I want.
Towering light heavyweight finisher Dominic Reyes has never tasted defeat.
There is a new force to be reckoned with at 205 pounds.
And in this division, all winning streaks lead to the greatest fighter of all time.
He's in my lane.
Stop right to the top.
If you want to be a champ or you want to be a winner, go do it somewhere else.
UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones.
Oh my goodness.
Has redefined the meaning of dominance.
He's the youngest ever UFC champion, avoided no one, dominated everyone. The most unique talent in the history of sport.
And at UFC 247, Reyes looks to become the first to dethrone a living legend.
You're not special, Dominic.
Oh, I'm the one.
I'm gonna get you, Dominic.
The co-main event presents another title holder who has dominated the division unlike anyone else.
Well, since the UFC opened the 125-pound flyweight division, many expected this to be a foregone conclusion, and Valentina proved them all right.
Undefeated at 125 pounds, champion Valentina Shevchenko.
She's not just one of the best women fighters. She's one of the best fighters.
Has made a career of shocking all comers.
You can expect something, but when you feel the power, it's totally different.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Valentina
Shevchenko!
Take a Herculean effort, many would think, for somebody to dethrone her.
On February 8th, she will face number one contender, Caitlin Chukagian.
These are haymakers!
Who stands confident in the face of an extraordinary challenge.
No matter how I need to win, I'm going to find that way, and I'm going to be the UFC champion.
Blood,
I want that title shot now.
Go, high kick! She caught it perfectly!
I want that shot.
Step inside the lives of champions and contenders as they prepare to make history in Houston, Texas. This is UFC 247 Countdown. For over a decade, the world's best mixed martial artist has gone to work in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Although imperfect by nature, UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones has been nothing but sheer brilliance inside the octagon.
Let's go 10 squats.
Get those hips loosened up.
With countless titles and memorable performances brought on by hard work and the influence of an iconic boxing counterpart.
Muhammad Ali, he's a big inspiration to me. He's a very courageous person, and I feel like he changed all of sports.
Tap, tap, stick, yes.
I keep him around, his visual. It's a little bit of a law of attraction thing, you know. You see a certain thing, you want a certain thing, you eventually obtain it.
Scoop, yep, perfect.
He's the first to say I'm the greatest, you know, and when people think of being the greatest, you think of Muhammad Ali. That alone is an inspiring thing. As a fighter, I want to have records where, you know, people know they'll never beat it. Guys who are 10 years younger than me, they know their chances of beating it's probably slim to none. I want to have records like that.
Last one, John, right here, ready? Fast feet.
I want those record books, and I want the greatest of all time conversation to not be much of a conversation by the time I'm done.
Like any great story, it's best told from the beginning.
Three, two, one, and go.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go, John. Big push, big push, big push. Get it going, get it going.
And the story of John Jones as UFC champion
done.
All started in New Jersey on March 19th, 2011.
Ah, let's go, baby. My time, baby. It's my time, coach. Let's go, John Jones. Let's go, baby.
Remember what I told you about the dogs barking? They sound ferocious. They're on that fence, but when it's go time, the pit bull takes the neck.
You talk about a guy who's got so much going for him. Intelligent, articulate, creative. This guy's got it.
Since capturing the UFC light heavyweight title at 23 years of age.
Oh, my! That, ladies and gentlemen, is the future.
John Jones has been quite literally unstoppable.
He's incredibly gifted, amazingly talented young man.
He took down living legends.
John destroyed Quentin Rampage Jackson, Lyoto Machida, Rashad Evans. John has been beating everybody they put in front of him.
And every promising challenger who followed.
Alexander Gustafsson.
John Jones is not willing to lose.
Glover Teixeira.
An incredible performance by the champion.
Daniel Cormier, the two-time United States Olympic wrestler.
Huge, huge victory for John Jones.
The promotion threw the best light heavyweights in the world at Jones.
He's just been smashing and strangling.
But they all fell one by one.
We've just seen domination.
By 2019, there was simply no one left.
Maybe this team is unbroken, and still.
Some middleweights began moving up to light heavyweight to test their mettle against the greatest.
Since moving up to light heavyweight, Anthony Smith has been stellar.
No one can stop you, Anthony Smith.
We've seen a lot of big championship upsets in UFC history. Anthony Smith looking to join that club here tonight.
John's just getting off first over and over again.
Oh,
beautiful spinning elbow. John has been dictating the pace, pressing the action.
Oh,
what Smith's waiting on.
What's going on right now is he's realizing why John Jones is the best light heavyweight of all time.
And still!
Now you have to ask the question, who's next?
Thiago Santos, no problems hitting the light heavyweight limit as former middleweight.
Nice land of the body by Jones.
Spinning back kick to the body by John.
Ooh.
Oh, we heard him with that.
Oh!
Jones is very aware that as he closes the distance, Thiago's looking to take his head off.
Oh! Man, Jones has a chin. Didn't seem all that fazed by any of those three strikes that landed.
Oh, man! He's out of bounds.
Oh, ooh. Nice kick. Front kick to the body.
Starting to play with him a little bit.
John's starting to beat him up.
Ooh. Oh! Big knee from Jones. The path to light heavyweight gold still goes through Albuquerque, New Mexico.
After narrowly fending off the first crop of former middleweights, a wave of 185-pound crossovers continued.
Making his light heavyweight debut tonight, Luke Rockhold feels like this will be his division.
And here he is, Jacare Souza is a light heavyweight contender tonight.
With each looking for their own shot at the 205-pound champion.
This is a Northeastern showcase for one of the best to ever do it. Chris Weidman, the former UFC middleweight champion. He is 5-0 in UFC main events, and he's got a new outlook on life here at 205 pounds.
The All-American!
This move to 205 has rejuvenated him, and tonight he feels like he's going to be as good as he's ever been.
For Chris Weidman, a huge opportunity to immediately vault himself into the light heavyweight division's top five. He said this whole training camp has been rooted in grappling and defense.
Oh! Early knockdown for Reyes! Weidman's out!
On a cool autumn night last fall in Boston.
Holy smoke!
A true light heavyweight made his presence known.
Dominic Reyes, decisive as ever tonight!
At 6'4", Dominic Reyes is no middleweight transplant.
Makes it look easy.
But an imposing 205-pound force to be reckoned with.
By TKO, Dominic the Devastator Reyes!
He hails from the Victor Valley region of Southern California, where football is a way of life. And long before combat sports, the Reyes brothers became local sports stars at Hesperia High School.
This is the first time I'm back on this track since I graduated back in 08. Man, freaking so many memories. Everyone would be smacking fools all day.
Oh, yeah, man. We always have to debate what team was better. I say my team was better because we were undefeated.
They say their team's better. Technically, they're better, but whatever. I'm going to go to my favorite seat. Best seat in the house. You know, when the sun sets on this field, though, it looks pretty badass.
It does.
It's so weird looking back on things because these are all things that I kind of forgot about. Coming back is like, it's really like remembering all this shit again.
SUNY rivals Albany and Stony Brook took to the field Saturday in the opening round of the FCS playoffs at Laval Stadium.
My dream was to play in the NFL. Just like every kid that steps on every football field and all throughout America. Just my dream, I got closer than most people.
And all of a sudden, the Seawolves have erased an 18-point deficit to lead by 3.
I had a full-ride scholarship. I started for 4 years in college.
Watch as the play of the season unfolds. Delella to the end zone. It's tipped and picked off by Dominic Reyes. And that seals the game for the Seawolves.
And I was team captain for 2 years in a row.
They will advance to the next round of the FCS playoffs.
Just didn't work out, man. My football career came to a close because I wasn't good enough. That's it. That's the bottom line. Somebody, you know, decided I wasn't good enough, and that was it. I didn't have control of my destiny. I have all the control now. If you want something in MMA, you go out and you literally take it.
With NFL dreams cast aside, Reyes now owns his own fitness facility. But the endeavor is merely a complement to his true passion. A very successful career in mixed martial arts.
Hoba.
One where his natural athletic abilities from football
nice.
Have translated quite well.
Keep your eye on Dominic Reyes at light heavyweight.
Playing DB, like, I live in space. And I understand movement.
Reyes presses forward, follows up the kick with punches.
The receiver's running at you. You have to make a decision right now, or he's going to score. And it has to be the right decision.
Massive knockdown for Reyes. Oh, my goodness, it's over. This man came in with all the hype in the world and lives up to it and then some.
I understand angles, ranges.
He has really adapted very quickly to MMA. His striking is outstanding. He's got great submission skills.
There's the tap.
His ability to move in and out from side to side.
Into the uppercut now, kicks to the top.
He's very technical and fluid. He's a real hot prospect.
Drops him. Another first round finish. Quick work.
I'm tall. I'm fast. I'm powerful.
Oh, big elbow. Big left hand by Reyes.
Domination on the feet from Reyes.
You just take a look at that guy, and if he lays out on a big straight punch, man, he's going to damage you.
Oh!
You came into this fight tonight a prospect. You leave a top contender.
Still undefeated.
I'm dangerous, man.
Would hate to get cracked by that guy in the backfield. Now he's cracking people in the UFC.
Now it's time for me to take out Jones.
I'm coming for you, John. I'm coming for you.
Reyes' win over Chris Weidman improved his record to a perfect 12-0.
If you were looking for a result to make people want to see you fight John Jones for the title, can't do much better now.
Which earned him a February 8th title shot against the one and only John Bones Jones.
Come on, let them go. Nah.
I'm super dangerous. Jones is super dangerous. And we're going to collide in the Millie Octagon. And we're going to see who's the more dangerous man.
There is a new force to be reckoned with at 205 pounds, Dominic Reyes.
One of the first known super camps of mixed martial arts was the Jackson Wink Academy in Albuquerque, which is responsible for numerous UFC champions. The most notable beneficiary of this gym's backing has been reigning light heavyweight king, John Jones. and his team is stronger today than ever before. With a stable of local coaches and incoming specialists like nutrition expert Lou Giordano.
I've been blessed to be in a lot of camps. I've never seen a team, you know, work together the way that this team works. Mentally, physically, emotionally. It's unbelievable and it's humbling to be around, you know. I gotta, like, pinch myself every once in a while.
So let's just take this down to John and, let him eat it up.
What's up, Lou?
Good, man.
Ooh.
Thank you, man. Sir. This is awesome.
Appreciate you.
Tell him, find two machine around here.
You guys want to pray in?
Yeah.
If you're around Team Jones, you'll notice a lot of prayer.
Father God, thank you for gathering us here, Lord. We just ask that you continue to bless this team, Lord, and continue to give us the wisdom and the strength, Lord.
And I've noticed since we started praying as a unit, our vibe as a unit has gotten so much stronger.
We truly love you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Getting grown men to get in a circle, hold hands, look each other in the eyes for a moment, and just connect on a different level.
So let's start with the schedule real quick.
Okay.
Make sure we're good for this week, and then we'll watch tape. Izzy, this week you got Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning.
Thursday morning.
It's given us so much strength as a program, and it took us from being a team to more of a family unit.
You
going
to spar Thursday morning?
I need you to
do it. Yeah.
From mind to body, and from planning to execution, this team's formula for championship-level success is withstand the test of time.
John's career's been evolving, and I think that there's been a lot of wonderful moments in his career because he has the right people around him.
Hey, guys, shout out to my team.
And he's still going.
This is our 14th world title, and it's coming back to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
From Johnny Bones, it's been all about we and not I. That is a closely knit team. Mike Winklejohn and Brandon Gibson right there. And the path to light heavyweight gold still goes through Albuquerque, New Mexico.
We've been doing this for a long time, but the more and more we spend around each other, the better we are.
See what this shirt says? It says unbroken, baby. This team is unbroken.
This Jackson Week gym is a special place.
You know, I'm a big fan of looking at yourself as being somewhat ordinary. And when you focus your ideas, man, you can do extraordinary things.
I'm so grateful for the team of guys I have in my life. I owe this win to them.
We're proof that teamwork, collaboration, communication, you can do anything.
One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Good job.
If you look around, you'll see what I believe is the greatest mixed martial arts program in world's history.
16, 17, 18, 19.
To the promised land, gentlemen, you guys ready to work?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. A lot of normal guys that are doing extraordinary things. Relationship, morale is everything, and I'm really fortunate and blessed to have such great leaders in my life.
Take a short drive outside the sprawling county of Los Angeles, California, and you will encounter a vast expanse of desert. The first arid town beyond LA's lush cityscape is Hesperia, where John Jones' next opponent, Dominic Reyes, came of age.
It's a gritty place, man. What soft animal comes out of the desert? Like, nothing. You gotta be tough to live here. I've born and raised here. And I think that has a lot to do with why I am where I am today. It's a tough culture here.
This local culture pays no mind to the weak. And Reyes has been hardened from day one by the first wrestling coach he's ever had. A highly respected veteran with UFC championship experience.
Joe Stevenson is at the top of the heap. He's a very stern test for BJ Penn.
Oh, big elbow.
He has all the potential in the world.
It's all about what you do with your opportunities. This.
Stevenson overwhelmed with emotion.
Sometimes, you know, when you lose a fight, you learn a lot more than you do if you win a fight.
I got to fight for the title. I just don't want people to make the same mistakes I made. You know, a lot of times people make it and then they forgot what got them there. Or they get distracted and then start losing fights. Dominic, he hasn't. He's been able to be level-headed, and that's all you can ask for.
All right, guys, round partner! Combo for combo! Combo for combo!
In preparation for the five-round title bout with John Jones,
nice.
Stevenson places Reyes in a humbling sparring session.
We're starting with Jamal and Dominic, the first round and the last round, and then a fresh guy each minute.
One known in combat sports as the Shark Tank.
You're having a fresh guy rotate on you every minute, and it's a different style, different person. You can't get any reads. You have to make short adjustments right then and there.
There we go. Rotate!
It's designed to put you in crappy positions so that when you're in those crappy positions in the fight, it's normal.
There we go.
It messes with your psyche. It makes you feel like you're not enough every time. And it's good, though. It keeps you sharp.
Todd, okay. Let's go, Dominic. Here we go.
Mental toughness is the name of the game.
There we go. Cut through. Rotate. Okay. Nice. Sit down. Very good. Now it's all you. 3 minutes. This is where we go harder. Work! This third minute for you is gonna be make or break for them. Break them. In their head now, they're thinking how much time is left. If they want a way out, give them a way out.
I don't want him to say I fought for the title. I want him to say I won the title. I want him to say I defended the title, and he's got a great chance.
The ref wants to stop it. Make it over for them.
I'm gonna win. I'm gonna be and new light heavyweight world champion.
Todd, everyone knows, you got shadow of the doubt. Gotta take everything.
Some of the best athletes to ever represent the Hesperia High School Scorpions.
Ready, sprint!
Are the Reyes brothers. And wrestling standouts Danny, along with UFC light heavyweight title challenger Dominic.
Partner up, level 2 singles!
Continue to support the program.
Me and my brother would smash each other into that panel right there all the time. He would try to put me into it to try to get me out of practice. It was awesome.
There you go, come on.
Looking back on it, that set the groundwork for what I'm doing now.
Let's go, up jogging, let's go.
I've not had a season of my life where I didn't play sports.
Sprint!
Really pushing it and being the best on the team. All those skills I obtained in all those other sports, you know, the hand-eye coordination with baseball.
Toughest group on campus.
The toughness from wrestling, the balance from wrestling. I can now use all those skills and all those abilities in fighting.
5 wall touches, go!
And I don't think John's ever fought anyone with my sports IQ.
Pick it up!
He's fought wrestlers, he's fought strikers, but never athletes.
3, 2, 1, time, recover.
What are you fighting for? What are you working for?
UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones is preparing for his 15th consecutive title fight and always studies his opponents in extraordinary detail. At times, he understands his adversaries on a deeper level than they may expect.
3, 4, 5.
I don't really like people like Dominic, to be honest with you. He's always had it all, you know? He's always been the starter. He's always been the jock. He's always been the cool kid. He has his degrees and shit. He thinks he's smarter than people. He thinks he's more athletic than people. And he's convinced himself that, you know, these common traits in elite-level athletes are somehow different in him. Newsflash, we're all elite-level athletes here.
All day, we're just warming up.
All day. But at the same time, I think we all know for a fact he hasn't fought someone as athletic as me.
Oh, spinning back! That hurt him! Unbelievable!
The Octagon is a crucible for showcasing athletic ability.
How good was that?
Where for years, Jones has put on a magnificent display.
Jones has got a real unorthodox striking. Beautiful takedown. Jones likes the throws. He's got outstanding wrestling, great technique, great athleticism. Oh! The distance he throws kicks, you can't hit him. It's pretty substantial.
John's left leg is just so dynamic.
And he stacked it with that elbow. Another example of how crazy and unpredictable John Jones is. And another elbow.
The most perplexing enigma in the sport's history.
That is a brilliant move.
It's never deciphered.
Well, that's what he's doing. He's switching up the kicks. He goes low. He goes high. He goes knee. He goes elbow. Different looks always. And each strike sets up the next one.
But oncoming challengers continue to observe with confidence.
Before I was booked to fight John, I would watch his fights just as a fan.
John's showing good footwork too here. Moving well, side to side, switching stance. Alex is on him right now, keeping the pace the way he needs to, keeping the pressure.
I didn't really delve into his like little techniques or his mistakes or everything that was going on. I would just watch and enjoy the fights.
2 minutes gone by here in round one. Oh, lead elbow from Jones lands.
And a nice front kick to the body as well.
I think he's one of the greatest ever for a reason. I watch the film and then that becomes more and more evident.
Good entry there by Jones. He gets his first takedown.
But it also becomes more and more evident that he is just a man.
John is not enjoying going backwards constantly like this.
Just like any of us, man, just a man. And there's many ways to beat him. And I'm here to make that happen. The more I watch film, the more I realize how much fun this is gonna be. This is gonna be fun.
Dominic, 2.5 years from UFC debut to now fighting the man that many say is the greatest of all time. What's the feeling like at this moment?
I'm pumped, man. I've worked extremely hard to get here. I'm completely different than anybody he's ever faced.
Everyone's undefeated before they fight me, bro.
No, they're not. They're not, though. They're really not, though.
You're not special, Dominic.
Oh, I'm the one. I promise you. When I went on stage with him, there was an air of insecurity all over his body, and I was just like, what the heck is going on? Like, this is supposed to be the guy.
Bro, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you, Dominic.
All right. We'll see.
You know it.
He looked into my eyes and saw that I was down, and it bothers him. It really bothers him because I'm not taking a step back. I don't care what you did before. What matters is what happens on February 8th. I'm in his head.
Bro, you disrespect him. You disrespect him. You disrespect him. Since I've been 23 years old, I had to teach myself how to look some of the most dangerous men in the eyes and let them know that I'm here.
This confidence, this is what comes from being the youngest ever UFC champion and defended several times.
So some guy who's a football player is thinking that I'm afraid. I find it hysterical.
Hey, John, I want that bell, baby. Let's go.
What I see here is somebody who's just ready to go do their job. Oh, my goodness, it's over.
Dominic Reyes!
He feels the power of just being in this fight.
Dominic Reyes, folks!
He's more famous than he's ever been.
Dominic Reyes putting on a show.
There's the tap!
Oh, that's it!
And for a lot of fighters, this is making it. You're fighting against someone who's known as the best fighter ever.
John has been beating everybody they put in front of him.
It gives you this energy that you've always wanted, even though you haven't won the title. You're not gonna win the title. This isn't the shit you're used to, Dominic.
To this day, the best light heavyweights to ever compete all fell to the great John Jones.
It's a man against boys. I mean, this is just the story of every John Jones fight.
But Reyes remains fearless on the brink of his chance to rewrite history at UFC 247.
Oh! Early knockdown for Reyes. Big punches. Weidman's out.
If you were looking for an outcome to make people want to see you fight John Jones for the title, can't do much better than that.
You won all these fights. You beat all these people.
Cormier is down.
He's out.
That is it.
He's out.
John Jones has done it.
Now it's time
for you to get a taste of your own medicine.
There is a new force to be reckoned with at 205 pounds, Dominic Reyes.
And it's time for you to go.
Is this his moment?